He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, May the 12th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, one of those down days on the market, one of those red days on the market that come along from time to time. Over the last six plus years, we've had a bull market that's carried this thing up 311%. We've had many days like this. But obviously, we have to stop and examine every one of the times that days like this come along and try to figure out what's going on here. Should I call my broker and sell everything? The S&P is down 16 points to 2,088. The Dow is down 145 points. Well, that's 0.8%. That's not even a percent. It's at 17,959, remains at or near its all-time highs. The NASDAQ is down 52. Now, it is down a percent. The NASDAQ is at 4,940. Crude oil is holding on to its 59.74 at or near $60 per barrel level. Gold is holding on to its at or near 1,200 level at 1,190. The euro is at 1.1252. Put that into your calculator. Uh-oh, here's the problem. Uh-oh, the 10-year yield is at 2.30%. There's the problem. I've been warning about the bond market 2 weeks ago. In my newsletter, I said that a new bear market was growing in America, and it was in the bond market, and the bond market has had a bloodbath ever since. What is going on here? We'll talk about that today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Triple digit days to the upside, triple digit days to the downside. Yes, they come along from time to time. That's why it's so important to step back from the painting of the market, the little tiny dots that the market makes every day. Step back and look at the big picture. The big picture shows that the market is still in a primary uptrend. The stock market, that is. Not the bond market. There's the big bugaboo right now. These triple-digit down days recently are being caused by a sudden spike in interest rates. And what effect will that have on the economy? Gee, it looks like the Fed's not going to have to hike rates. The market is doing it for them. We've seen a massive rise in interest rates here in the last few weeks. In my newsletter a few weeks ago, I warned. I said that I believe a new bear market is brewing in the bond market. And man, look at the carnage since then. The bond market has gone from a yield of about 1.6, I want to say, to 2.30%, 70 basis points. That is a huge jump in interest rates. And what does a huge jump in interest rates equate to in principal in the bond market? Well, that's all you have to do is look at a chart of TLT. That's one you can look at. That's the U.S. Long Bond Exchange Traded Fund. It's an ETF with $4.5 billion in it. It is rolling over big time right now. And I showed that chart several weeks ago, and I said, look at this. This is a warning here. This looks like it's going to get worse. Do you know that it's now below its 200-day moving average? That is of note there. Take note, all of you who are heavily laden with bonds. I don't know. You know, there's some trouble there. And, of course, it does also impact the stock market because stock investors say, higher interest rates, how will this impact the auto industry? The home building industry. The financials. Well, it actually helps the banks. The banks get a boost out of higher interest rates because it gives them a little bit more wiggle room to squeeze a few more profits into their income statement. I particularly like banks that are overseas right now. Higher interest rates play into their hands also. You can also look at an exchange-traded fund. I believe it's IEF. Let's take a look at that one. That's the 10-year treasury. That's the one that's reported on every single day. When you hear that interest rates are up to 2.3% right now, that's the 10-year treasury. And IEF is an exchange-traded fund. I'm sure it's in a lot of asset allocations out there. Because the classic asset allocation says that investors should have a blend of bonds and stocks. I believe that investors should have a blend of aggressive, moderate, conservative stuff. But that conservative stuff doesn't necessarily need to be bonds, especially when bonds are entering into a bear market. But that's just me. I go against the grain a little bit. Most of the asset allocators out there would scoff at what I say, my opinion on that matter, but I have a very strong opinion on that matter. Just like I don't want to own bonds in a bear market in bonds, I don't want to own stocks in a bear market in stocks either. And the pure asset allocator would say, well, my client's 30 years old. He should have 70 to 80% of his portfolio in stocks. Not when stocks are in a bear market. I disagree with that logic. Anyways, that's just me. IEF is another exchange-traded fund, and you can see, oh, it hasn't been clobbered. It's down 4 or 5% from its recent high. It's the longer bonds that are really feeling the heat right now. And some of the sovereign debt overseas, even Germany, which had negative interest rates, not anymore. They're seeing a spike in their rates, too, all the way up to 0.47% or something like that. But the sovereign debt, global bonds are also getting hit. It's a global bond route. Well, where are we supposed to go then, Gunderson? Because the stock market's selling off also. No, it isn't. It's vacillating back and forth. It's up a couple of percent for the year. It's in hold mode right now. Somebody pushed the pause button because earnings have taken a two-quarter pause here, and pretty soon investors will become convinced that earnings are going to increase once again. At least as of now, that's the expectations, that earnings will start to grow once again, and that's probably beginning today and this week and last week, as the dollar has settled down considerably. In fact, I saw one big firm upgrade the industrials. I believe that was on Monday of this week. Why did they upgrade the industrials? Well, the industrials have been under pressure recently because the dollar has been rising. Well, not anymore. The dollar is now backing off. And that's one of the main reasons that they upgraded the industrials. So one of those big temporary factors that was causing a pause in our earnings growth was that higher dollar, but now that is turned around. The dollar settled down considerably. And those plunging oil prices aren't plunging anymore, are they? You can look at the ETF, the exchange-traded fund, USO. Tell me the direction of that chart right now. Is it headed up again? Is the plunge over? Could the plunge happen again? Yeah, but right now the direction is definitely heading higher. So those two big factors that were impacting our earnings and caused somebody to push the pause button on the U.S. stock market, which is now up about 2% year to date, it's better to be in pause mode than to have it crashing like the bond market is right now. And I'm still finding stocks. I'll have two examples for you today that still make sense from a valuation point of view. I have an article out there on the street on one of them. I believe that article is on Seeking Alpha today. When we come back, we'll discuss that stock a little bit. It's a company headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. And it's not even St. Patrick's Day, but we're going to cover it. It's not green today. It's down just a little bit, but it's been trading at or near new all-time highs here recently. And it still makes sense to me from a valuation proposition. So in a fully valued market, we still look for undervalued individual stocks. And there's nothing wrong, as I went through in depth yesterday, of looking overseas for cheaper markets and cheaper stocks to fill in our valuation holes in our portfolios, while we have for now a fully valued or a fairly valued U.S. market. When we come back, let's look for some bargains. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am getting some noise here in my ears, and I can't figure out where that's coming from. Okay, well, it's gone now. We're going to take a look at a stock here that I believe still presents a bargain to investors. Still not a stock that is overvalued by any means, and it's a stock that currently is ranked number 18 in my Best Stocks Now database. In fact, I wrote up the company. If you go to Seeking Alpha today, you'll find an article there called, the title, the headline, Activus, a leader in growth pharma. This company is headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. My son just got back from a European vacation, and he spent some time in Dublin, Ireland. He liked it there. He thought it was a rather, and he said the people were very nice, and one of the favorite countries that he visited. Anyways, Activus is a $122 billion market cap company. This would make it a large cap, almost a mega cap stock. And it's a company that is called a growth pharma company. They've always kind of been a deal maker. And in fact, much of their growth over the years has been the result of acquisitions. I could remember when Activus was called Watson Pharmaceuticals. And then the new CEO came on board, and he has carried on the same acquisition tradition. Last July, Activus acquired specialty pharma giant Forest Labs, which marked the biggest M&A deal of 2014. This year, Activus completed the acquisition of Allergan. That was a huge acquisition. They beat out Vertex for the company, actually it was Variant, I believe, and creating a $23 billion diversified global pharma. Activus has become a leader in a new industry model it refers to as growth pharma. Activus just reported their earnings once again, and Activus came in with results that were once again better than expected. It's funny how good stocks report good results. I've just noticed that over the years that seems to be a pattern. Bad companies continue to report bad results, and good companies continue to report good results. Their most recent quarter at Activus, their sales were up 59% and their earnings were up 23%. Not bad. Actually, it's an $84 billion. I said 120. It's an $84 billion market cap company. Not bad growth for a company of that size. And the numbers that Activus has put up for its shareholders, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. In fact, very few stocks in my system get a performance grade of A+. Activus is one of those stocks. The symbol is ACT. Over the last 10 years, all of these acquisitions and all of this growth pharma, what has it resulted in? It's resulted in average returns to investors of 26.1% per year over the last 10 years. The market has averaged just 6% per year. Over the last 5 years, Activus has delivered 47% per year, while the market has delivered 12.7%. And over the last 3 years, this thing's been moving along at a rate of 60% per year. This has been one of my biggest holdings for quite some time. While Activus has been moving at 60% per year, the market's been moving at 16%. And over the last 12 months, Activus is up 54%. You say, wow, how can there be any value left in Activus? Well, the performance grade it gets is an A+. But let's look at the valuation, because that's the other half of my equation. I love relative strength. Let's see what IBD gives it. IBD gives Activus a 91 on a scale of 1 to 99. This is one of the strongest stocks, one of the best performing stocks on a relative basis in the entire market. But what about the valuation? Because we've been talking here about a market, a U.S. market, an S&P 500 that currently has a P.E. ratio of 20. It has a forward P.E. ratio of about 15 to 16. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of value in the market, in the U.S. market anywhere. But we can find individual companies like Activus that still have a little bit of value. And here's what I mean by that. Here's the proof. Activus is currently trading at 14 times forward earnings. That's a lot less than what the market is trading at right now. So here's a stock that, despite a fully valued U.S. market, is trading at a discount to that fully valued U.S. market. And that's one of the strategies that you have to use now, is to try to find stocks that are trading to a discount, that are still trading to a discount while the market's pretty full. Activus is expected to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years. That means that it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. It's trading at a PEG ratio. PEG ratio compares the forward PE with the growth rate. And par would be at 1. The PEG ratio on Activus is 0.77. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Not only is it trading at a discount to the overall market's valuation, but it's also trading at a discount to its own growth rate that's expected to achieve over the next 5 years. Anyways, the market, or the stock, gets a value grade of A-. It gets a performance grade of A+. Out of the 4,076 stocks in my database, Activus currently comes in at number 18. Now, the last piece of the puzzle is the stock chart. That's how I make my final decision. Because sometimes I'll find a stock that's highly rated in my system, but I don't like the stock chart. Maybe it's extended. I say, boy, you know what? I missed it. It got away from me. Or maybe it's starting to roll over a little bit. Looks a little dangerous. Or maybe it just shows no life at the current time. That stock chart helps me make my final decision. And you don't have to be a pro technical analyst to look at a chart and tell whether it's healthy or not. And as I look at the chart of Activus, it's been going up for a long time. It's been consolidating here for the last few months. They just reported earnings that were better than expected. I see nothing wrong with this chart at the current time of Activus, symbol ACT. ACT is a very good example of a large cap company in a very good sector that still presents value. I'm not giving a recommendation here, but an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the bloodbath in the bond market, which is really spilling over on certain days to the bond market or to the stock market, especially when we see a big, big jump in interest rates. And like I say, it looks like the Fed's not going to have to raise interest rates anytime soon. The market is doing it for them. We've seen a huge spike from 1.6 up to 2.3 here recently in interest rates. And of course, investors wonder, what will that do to the economy? Will that kill auto sales? Will that kill home sales? How about capital equipment sales? What impact will higher interest rates have on the U.S. economy, which is already going through a couple of quarters here of almost zero growth? Is the growth over in the U.S., and will the higher interest rates put the final nail in the coffin of earnings growth? Well, so far there's no evidence of that. Although it spooks the market, and although it scares the market, where's all that bond money that's coming out of the bond market? Where's it going to find a home eventually? The money market, CDs and cash, maybe some of it will trickle over into the stock market and continue to feed the stock market. Don't forget that the bond market has had more than a decade-long bull market as interest rates have come down, 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 and even down some more until it was off the page, which I showed in my newsletter several months ago. And I put out a dire warning. I said anytime a stock chart goes off the page, in this case interest rates, to the downside, something's going to give eventually. It's not going to continue to go off the page and then off the table and onto the floor. Eventually it's going to snap back towards the mean. And then it's going to start rising once again because nothing can come down forever. Nothing can go up forever. And the bond market has been going up for a long, long time. Interest rates have been going down, and it looks like that's finally reversed. Stocks have cycles. Real estate has cycles. Weather has cycles. Climate has cycles. The bond market has cycles. And I don't like the cycle that the bond market has entered into. And I don't own one position in the bond market. I had one lady who had transferred an account to me, and she was about 80% in the bond market. And I let it sit because the bond market was still doing okay. But I sold it a few weeks ago because I didn't like what I saw in the bond market. But as I talk on the radio here to many cities around America, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are loaded up to the gills in the bond market right now. What should you do? Well, call your advisor and ask him, how come you've got me loaded up in the bond market? The bond market's going through a bloodbath here. And I know what they'll say. Well, this is part of the plan. We've done the Monte Carlo calculations, and if you want to achieve your goal someday, you need to stay the course. You can't disrupt the course. But I just disagree. When something is so obvious, when something is so logical, why would you continue to be invested in something that just does not look good going forward? I don't like the bond market, and there will come a time when I don't like the stock market, but right now it's the place to be. And there are, there's low volatility stocks that pay dividends. That's probably, in my mind, a better, an alternative to the bond market. Or an alternative to the bond market would be just very low interest paying types of investments. Very short-term notes and things like that that don't fluctuate as badly, that aren't as interest rate sensitive as the bond market is. What's wrong with that? It's better than having your money go down, your principal go down in the bond market. But that's my opinion. And there's probably, for my opinion, there's 9 that would go against my opinion. I'm in the minority. All right, let's take a look at another stock here. This is a high flyer. We're talking about the safety of the bond market and safe investments and whatnot. And I'm going to talk about Bluebird Bio. Bluebird is a stock that I found using the Best Stocks Now app. I don't know that much about genetics and orphan diseases and gene therapy and therapeutics using gene therapy, but I know how to read a stock chart, and I know what a relative strength of 99 means, and I know what some of these diseases, how many people they impact, and I know how important it is when major breakthroughs are made on certain diseases. And that's how I was able to find Bluebird Bio. The first time I bought Bluebird Bio, I bought it in the aggressive or the speculative growth account Very speculative stock. This is a $5.4 billion market cap company out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, which develops therapeutics to treat severe genetic and orphan diseases using gene therapy. And they've had a couple of winners so far. And the stock has gone from an IPO of about $20 per share to a current price of $166 per share. And believe it or not, even on a day when the market's triple digits, it's had up days recently. And it continues to break out to new highs. And I think a lot of people say, you know, every time it looks like these biotechs are getting ready to roll over, someone comes along and snaps up one. That happened with Syngiva the week ago. Syngiva was bought for 105% premium over where it closed the previous day. I'm not saying that Bluebird is in play to be snapped up, but there's been a lot of mergers. There's been a lot of acquisitions that have taken place in this industry, probably more so than any other industry. And Bluebird, it can't hurt that Bluebird has got a couple of successes in its pipeline. And there's a lot of companies out there that would love to have some promising drugs in their pipeline. So what do? They acquire other companies that have those promising drugs in their pipelines. Bluebird is still a very aggressive stock. I own it in my aggressive growth accounts, where I try to own about 35 to 40 stocks at any given point in time. And, you know, if one stock is no more than 2 to 4% of your overall portfolio, if it has one of those days where they miss earnings or where there's negative news on one of their drug candidates, it can't hurt you too bad if it's just a 2 to 4% overall position. Over the last 12 months, you're not going to believe this, but it's true, this stock is up 807%. This stock, in my app, it's ranked number one today. It was ranked number one yesterday. It was ranked number one 7 days ago. It was ranked number five 1 month ago. 2 months ago, it was ranked number one. 6 months ago, it was ranked number 30. This stock continues to be one of the highest ranked stocks in my entire database. You say, well, Gunnarsson, there's no earnings. They're looking to lose $3.57 this year. Well, you know, I'm an equal opportunity investor. And when a company doesn't have any earnings, then they have to live off of their relative strength only. And even then, if I get a stock that's showing up in the top 100 and they have no earnings, I still do some investigation to see what's going on there. Are there potential earnings, big earnings, possibly down the road? What is it that's driving this stock? I read up on it. I find out what they're doing and what kind of news that they've had recently on their pipeline. And lastly, I look at that all-important one-year stock chart. I would have to say that the stock chart on Blue is one of the very best stock charts in the entire market. And it has been for quite some time. Bluebird Bio, not for the faint of heart. This is a aggressive, even speculative, high-growth stock. But this is the number one ranked stock in the Best Stocks Now app. Hey, you ought to check that thing out every day. Check out the rankings of the asset classes. That's so important. You wouldn't be in bonds if you were following the app. Check out the daily rankings of the indexes around the world. Check out the sectors of the market. And check out individual stocks like Bluebird. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a lot here today so far. The bond market really taking front and center here right now. These days, with the huge spike that we've seen in interest rates, and I hope you're getting my newsletter every single week. You can get that by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I've been warning about the bond market for quite some time. In fact, I actually called the new bear market in bonds a few weeks ago in my newsletter. And you can look up, once you get the newsletter, you can go to the newsletter archives and you can look back a few weeks ago. In fact, when I sent out the newsletter that weekend, my teaser was, "A new bear market has begun." And then underneath it said, "Is it in the bond market or in the stock market?" And then I went on to give the evidence, mostly pictorial evidence, pictures of charts, unhappy charts, charts that were rolling over. And when I talk about the various stages that a chart goes through, doesn't matter if it's an index, whether it's a stock, whether it's a bond, you start off with the sideways trend. It's just lollygagging along sideways, and all of a sudden there's something that gives it some kind of inertia, breaks it out of that sideways trend and gets it going upwards. And how long it's going to go upwards is anybody's guess, but obviously the U.S. stock market has been going upwards. The primary trend is still up. I show that primary trend every single week in my newsletter because that tells you what the big picture is. Okay, going up. That's happy time. And then things start to level off. I would say that the vast majority of stock charts right now in the stock market are in the leveled off mode. They're not going up anymore. The market's not going up. It's only up 2% so far this year. Many, many stock charts that have been going up have leveled off for now. And they're going sideways. They're consolidating. And the next move is going to be one of two. It's either going to break out again to the upside, and the numbers on the stock market right now would suggest that that will occur at some point in time. Or, like the bond market did, that sideways trend after a long, long uptrend starts to roll over and look over a cliff. Look out below. Because that's the most dangerous chart of all. And it was showing up in the bond market several weeks ago, and I was warning about it. That's a very ominous chart. And once that rollover begins, selling sets in. And then increased selling sets in. Profit taking sets in. And if it gets worse, panic selling sets in. Maybe that's what's starting to occur here in the bond market. There's now some panic selling. Because over the years, there's been kind of a dumbing down of the investment process to where even a robot can tell you how much you should have in your bond market and how much you should have in the stock market and then rebalance it every 3 months. Meet your new planner, R2-D2, a robot. Many firms are now employing robots to manage money. And the robots don't read charts. The robots don't read the newspapers. The robots don't see what's happening in the real world. They make mechanical decisions. We have a mechanical manager here in San Diego. They call him Budbot. He's the manager of the Padres. And he acts like a robot. There's no intuition. There's no common sense. There's no logic used in what he does. It's all based on numbers and statistics. And you know what the results are? Very mediocre. We have a fantastic lineup this year of the Padres. Our owner spent a lot of money bringing in some top players like Matt Kemp and Justin Upton and James Shields and others. And we're 50-50. We're one game above 500 because we're run by a robot. A robot could make the same decisions. I don't believe in having robots or mechanical decisions made in the money-making process. They can aid us. Boy, do I depend on my numbers. But in the end, I think there has to be some human touch and a little bit of intuition and a little bit of logic employed that a computer, I don't think, can provide. But anyways, the robots are saying as the bond market goes down, you know what's going to happen when they rebalance everybody's portfolio in 6 weeks? They're going to buy more bonds for them because the bond portion of their portfolio has decreased and they need to bring it back up to where it should be. So you're buying in a downtrend. You're buying on the way down. I don't buy downtrends. But look, that's what the robots say to do, and that's what the chips, the computer chips say to do, and the massive studies. They don't want, really, the guy, the broker at Merrill Lynch or other big firms, they really don't want him thinking too much. They kind of want them to follow what the robots are saying. I don't know. Look, I don't like what I see in the bond market. That's all I can tell you. I haven't seen Bill Gross on TV in several weeks here. That's one sign. And when his fund became the largest fund in America, the PIMCO Total Return Fund, where is he? He's not even at PIMCO anymore. Things seem to be falling apart. That portends trouble to me. And there will be a time in the future when the same thing happens to the stock market. And hopefully we'll see those same signs before it starts to happen. But right now, it's still the stock market that is the place to be because of the various events and the various conditions in the world today. Anyways, I put out my newsletter every single week. I strive to make it the best newsletter in America. And I send that thing out. I spend about 8, 12 to 16 hours on it every weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. Back in March of 2009, I said a new bull market has been born in the stock market, and I've been bullish ever since. But I won't always be bullish because there's going to come a time. Everything is cyclical. The stock market is cyclical. The economy is cyclical. Fishing is cyclical. And we'll see the time when this uptrend in the stock market, which has now been going on for more than 6 years, will come to an end. And it will more than likely come to an end when earnings growth in America and when earnings growth in this current economic cycle comes to an end. So we keep our feelers out. We keep our antennas up, but we're not robots. You could call us at 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.